Now, friends, we come today to the 25th chapter of Deuteronomy, and if you have your Bible handy, turn there, because this is a remarkable chapter also, and I say that about every chapter, because every chapter is remarkable. You have in this chapter the punishment of the guilty, and you have the law that protected widows, and you have punishment for crimes, and judgment of Amalek. This is quite good, by the way. Now, first of all, there were certain crimes, apparently, that arose through difficulties between individuals. I think that our legal nomenclature today call them misdemeanors. I think that's what they would be called. There would not be a serious crime that would merit life or death, but one that there should be punishment. And let me read. If there be a controversy between men, and they come under judgment, that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. And it shall be, if the wicked man be worthy to be beaten, that the judge shall cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face, according to his fault, by a certain number. 40 stripes he may give him, and not exceed, lest if he should exceed, and beat him above these with many stripes, then thy brother should seem vile unto thee. In fact, there'd be danger of him killing the man, of course, but 40 would be the limit, but it could be any number of stripes, 1 to 40. And I suppose that practically every number was used in their long history. I'm sure of that. This is a method of punishment that has gone entirely out of style. I have heard several outstanding Christian attorneys today. I listened to two or three of them talking some time ago, and they all agreed that today they could break up a great deal of this lawlessness if there was public flogging. That is, if a man was caught committing a certain crime today, he's not to be executed for it, but he should be punished and not put in an air-conditioned jail for a few days, because, after all, he's a loafer to begin with, and the jail is just a cool place for him to loaf in our day. But if he was taken out and publicly flogged, these lawyers felt it would break up a great deal of crime. Well, at least God thought so, and that's the way he did it. And I think the answer to this type of thing is that there was not too much serious crime in Israel. They had a pretty low crime level, and not like it is today. Then he says, verse 4, thou shalt not muzzle the ox when he treadeth out the corn. I think that's a lovely thing. In other words, here's an ox, and you've seen them in that land, or pictures of them. I watched one over there for, oh, I don't know how long. It was an Arab, and the ox was going around, and do you know, he had his ox muzzled. God said, don't do that. The ox is treading out your corn. He's working. Let him eat. God's concern is a very wonderful thing. And then another thing that makes it very interesting is that Paul reached in and lifted this verse out. What about this? Well, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 9:9, he says, for it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care for oxen? Then Paul goes on to make application. And you know what he does? He says, if we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we've not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. And you know how Paul used that? He used it like this. Pay your preacher. The man that's ministering to you of spiritual things, then you in turn are to feed him with material things. That is the way Paul made application of this. Thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. And that's all, I guess, some of us are. I make a record here, a tape. I'm making one right now here in my study, and I'm looking at the tape. And you know what? It's just going round and round. I'm not going round and round. I guess some people think I do. But I'm just watching it go round and round. I feel just like an ox, and I'm treading out corn. I'm trying to, you know, tread out corn. And you know what God says? Don't muzzle the ox that treads out the corn. That's a very interesting law, is it not? I'll let you make application of that, by the way.